is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has ordered an initial wave of 1,500 active-duty military personnel to the U.S.-Mexico border as part of his crackdown on illegal immigration, the first of those troops arriving today. At a series of ICE raids Thursday across the country, part of a nationwide enforcement following President Trump's executive order, Leticia Zavala is coordinator of a group which represents immigrant farm workers across North Carolina, some undocumented.
We help people have power of attorney so that other people can pick up the children that are in school if they get picked up at work or another place. We're telling people not to open the doors.
President Trump to travel to wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles today. Governor Gavin Newsom in California signing $2.5 billion in wildfire relief. A new study finds adults with ADHD tend to have shorter life expectancies. Researchers say one factor, those patients tend to be more impulsive, taking risks. This is ABC News. With airfare rates projected to soar this year, members of Congress now demanding an explanation from two of the country's biggest carriers. ABC's Andrea Fujihi.
As analysts warn about airfares rising in the coming months by an average of nearly 20%, a bipartisan group of senators is demanding to know if airlines are charging you more for a ticket depending on your zip code. The senators writing a letter to the CEOs of budget carriers Spirit and Frontier Airlines, asking them to explain their apparent practice of using customers' personal information to charge different seat fees to passengers on the same flight.
Months after Brian Thompson was shot and killed in New York City, United Healthcare Group has named a new CEO, tapping insider Tim Noel, who previously led the company's Medicare and retirement business. Opening statements in the criminal case against rapper A$AP Rocky will begin in Los Angeles today. The rapper facing two felony counts of assault after allegedly shooting a former friend during an argument in 2021. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, February 7th, over at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls, there's going to be a youth night basketball game. Girls varsity begins at 5:30 p.m. with boys varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawamigan versus Stratford. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. And after the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys basketball team that they will get signed by each player. There are 200 posters ordered, so they should have enough for parents, family, high school students, and community members. All Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, this is happening Friday, February 7th, over at the Shawamigan High School Gym in Park Falls. Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech. Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Gerald Chop Choppy Lenz passed away peacefully on the day of the Epiphany on January the 6th at Tamarack Hospital in Ashland with family by his side. Chop is survived by his son, Terry Lenz, by his daughters, Tony Fohey and Vicky Lenz, by their mother and his former wife, Audrey June Lenz, survived also by stepchildren, Tom Graham, Tammy Magnuson, and Tim Graham, further survived by his sister, Dorothy Marie Ellison, and by many nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. A graveside ceremony, celebration of life, and luncheon for family and friends will take place in the spring of this year. This has been the funeral notice for Gerald Chop Choppy Lenz. Victor Vic P. Barnett, age 67, of Park Falls, passed away on January 16th at his home. He is survived by his fiancée, Mary Helberg, of Park Falls, by his sister, Sandra Mueller, of Chicago, and by many cousins and other relatives and friends. A memorial service will be announced. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Victor Vic P. Barnett, age 67, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title with Sports on Mike Clemens.
And a check on some local sports scores at a few games around the area last night. Girls basketball, Ladysmith a winner over Ashland 64-27. It was Washburn edging the Mellon girls 50-45, and the Butternut girls, they beat LCO last night by a count of 50-25. That was all girls action. On the boys side, Stratford top Phillips 73-35. It was Mellon boys winning over Solon Springs 60-34. Auburndale tops the Rib Lake boys 61-44, and Medford boys, they topped Stanley Boyd last night, 67-57. On the schedule tonight, the Shawamigan boys and girls teams, varsity, will be at Newman Catholic for a couple of contests tonight. The Phillips girls will be on the road. They're going to travel to Stratford for a contest this evening. And the Butternut High School girls and boys, a doubleheader. It's homecoming tonight, homecoming all week, and it'll culminate tonight with a boys and girls doubleheader at the Butternut Gym as they will take on Hurley tonight. The Lakeland girls basketball team will entertain Medford in a JV varsity contest tonight. Boys basketball team of Lakeland, they will be at Medford, and the boys hockey team of Lakeland will travel will actually host St. Mary's in a contest coming up tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Shawamigan wrestling team will be wrestling, as they'll be at an invitational in Shell Lake. Sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers, highs near 16. Will be breezy from time to time. Tonight, breezy with snow likely, a little accumulation possible, low around 12. For Saturday, slight chance of snow, a high near 24. Saturday night, cloudy, breezy, a low of 1. 18 below at our studios.
As a spokesperson for all of us, all right, I think I'll give you a message that I don't think no one will give you. And I'm here to say that we're doing fine. So just relax. You know, we're in a time where everybody yells at you and everybody's bad. We're doing great. All right. I did some research. And I was like, let me look at the other planets. Let's see how good they're doing. And I don't want to, I mean, it's unbelievable. They're nowhere right now. Some of them have too many moons. That's how stupid they are. And so let's calm down, all right? We're so much farther ahead. I mean, they haven't started and we're almost done. So let's celebrate being first. Don't be sore winners.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Friday!
Give it up for the weekend.
I'm so excited!
There was so much snow that on Bourbon Street, they had a snowball fight. New Orleans hasn't seen that much powder since anyone took a bite from a beignet.
Let's end this meeting on a high note.
An Arctic blast that is hitting the entire country. It is freezing out there. It was so cold today, all the pardon January 6 rioters stormed the Burlington Coat Factory.
I think I've been around long enough to know what's what.
Football!
Playoffs?
E-L-G-S-E-S Eagles!
Later, Rufus.
Stay tuned. The most new country.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
He's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
My station,
98Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon. tonight. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. And I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Forever.
I'm not gonna last.
Don't let me just to carry on.
It feels like my walls are caving in. And I'll do anything to have you here again.
But if I told you I loved you, would it make you wanna stay? I'm sorry for the way I hurt you and making you walk away. And if I wrote you a love song and sang it to you every day, would it ever be enough to make you wanna come back home and stay?
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon, and I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can't lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And
I'm gonna love you.
Nice.
Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Very nice. Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood. And 98Q, I'm going to love you. New stuff from 98Q. I hope you are well on this Friday. It's not the final Friday of January, so we got one more left here. The 24th. Long. Not only January kind of the coldest month, it feels like it, but it's the longest. It seems like it's like 30. I believe, if you look at your calendar, I believe that January this year was extended to 37 days. I believe that's... that's a correct number, I believe. I'm gonna. My people have confirmed that. Oh boy! All right, we have yesterday, Gray and I did a Gray Area segment. I think you'll enjoy. Go to 98qcountry.com under podcast, and we talked about what we did. What did we talk about? It was so good. I even forget what we talked about. We covered two different areas. Oh, we talked about school dances. Yesterday, and we talked about the nostalgic walk to the mailbox. 20 minutes of just pure, I don't know what, I wanted to say joy, but that's for you to determine. Morning, guys, struggling. You ever have one of those mornings where you wake up, you had a dream, you're not sure what the dream was, but it just kind of stressed you out. You're just kind of out of whack. And that's the way I feel this morning. I had a dream last night that... I woke up this morning, I felt stressed. And that's not a good way to start the day. You're supposed to wake up refreshed and ready to go. So a little Greg Gunderson Tomas is currently in the cup. And so we're trying to get things moving here a little bit. I hope your weekend has some good things planned. The temperatures are going to get a little bit better at the very least. You can maybe go for a walk, plan a little bit of time outside. Winterfest, of course, is going on this weekend. So many activities, not only just for the ice fishermen and women, but the whole family. Now, the ice fishing tournament will be 7-4 tomorrow. The Phillips Flurry snowshoe race is at 10:30 tomorrow morning. At noon, the Phillips Library will have some kids' story time and crafts going on. 10:30 to noon at the Phillips Library. Now, the Moose Lodge, they've been doing this for quite a while. It's a lot of fun. They have bingo at the First Presbyterian Church with all kinds of fun prizes and stuff for the kids. That'll be from noon to 1:30. Moose Lodge Kids Bingo, First Presbyterian Church tomorrow. 5 o'clock, they'll be doing all the prizes for the fishing contest. That'll be at Burger's Bar and Grill. Say hi to Ricardo for me there. At Burgers. Ice skating party at Elk Lake Park. You want to do that Saturday night from 6 to 8. There's a bonfire down at Elk Lake Park at 6. And they're doing fireworks at Elk Lake Park right in Phillips. Winter fireworks are always pretty cool. Always pretty cool. So that'll be 7 o'clock Saturday night, the fireworks. At the very least, you can drive down there and, park right in the parking lot there and take that in. And then Sunday, the Chaparral Breakfast at Harborview. That's a yearly tradition, too, from 8:30 to 11:30. And the Tavern League drawings for all the big prizes will be at noon. So a big weekend. Check out Phillips Chamber of Commerce website. Any details or questions you may have about that going on. Today, by the way, is National Beer Can Day today. So we need to... to celebrate, I heard how you thought it was last weekend, didn't you? Yeah, you celebrated last. All right. Say, Joel, what was last weekend? If this is National Beer Can Day, Post Malone has a new Oreo cookie. Did you see? I saw a commercial for this, and I'm not familiar. I became a little bit familiar New Year's Eve Post Malone and what he looks like. But I'm thinking to myself, do we really need a reason to eat Oreos? I don't know if we need a reason. It's just kind of an awareness thing, I guess. But, I mean, I don't care what the Oreos are shaped like. That doesn't really matter to me. Or whose face is on there. But a Post Malone and Oreo collaboration for cookies. One of the news stories today, police here in Wisconsin charging that 19-year-old man with arson, making terrorist threats and attempting burglary and property damage. This is the guy who admitted to trying to burn down the office of Congressman Glenn Grothman. He did it because he voted in favor of shutting down TikTok. So this 19-year-old apparently ran out of stuff to do and went and tried to burn down the office of Glenn Grothman. That might be, I'm not sure what all the signs are of being addicted to your social media device, but that right there, I'm pretty sure that's right at the top of the list here. We continue to have problems with chickens and ducks. We can't keep these animals healthy. The devastating bird flu outbreak continues. It's affecting the price of eggs. I would assume it would affect the price and availability of chicken itself eventually, right? I haven't seen that yet. But that continues to be, I saw eggs the other day, the last time I think I was in a store yesterday, $5.49 I saw at one of the stores for a dozen eggs. And I don't think it's going to come down anytime soon. Eventually, hopefully, we'll get more. My wife and I had a discussion yesterday about what it would take to have chickens on our property, hens on our property. And maybe that's why I didn't sleep good last night. Maybe maybe that was running through my mind last night. I mean, what would it take? What would it take? Four or five hens? And my wife and I had the discussion, too. This is where our daily discussions lead. We're just like, my wife says, well, do we need a rooster? And I said, well, I don't think you need a rooster to lay the eggs. I think that's a whole other part of Mother Nature. I think the hens can do that all by themselves. And yes, they can. In case you were wondering, you were, come on, just a little bit, I had you. I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't know the answer to that because I grew up with chickens all my life, but never really, I guess, thought about it. You just need the hens. I mean, what would it take? It depends on how big your family is. You got two or three in the family. I mean, if you had a half a dozen hens, five or six hens, that'd be nice. But my wife made another good point. She said, well, what happens when it's 20 below like this? What are we going to do then? I said, well, nobody's living in the basement, so you just let them free. Let them go. The cleanup cost of what would happen in the basement with the chickens is probably not even close to what we pay for eggs. So why not just let them clear stuff out and let them have a little bachelorette party, I guess, down there. So that, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's thought about it, especially if you live in the rural parts and you got a little hobby farm or something. I mean, the price of eggs isn't going to stay this. I would guess it's not going to be $5-6 a dozen forever. But I don't think it'll ever come back down to where it was. It's kind of like the pandemic thing happened. Pandemic, all the prices went kind of crazy. And then just like, well, they'll come back down, right? Well, they came back down a little bit, but not to where they were before, because that's capitalism, corporate America, and all that stuff. So eggs are used a lot in baking, of course. Are you a bacon and eggs person in the morning? I guess every once in a while I'll fry up an egg sandwich maybe for lunch, put it on a little bun or bread or something like that. But as far as that goes, my wife does most of the cooking in the house, so she manages to divert a little bit. But still not a bad, I mean, if you think about it, it's still not a horrible bargain. I mean, you could take a dozen eggs and throw them all in a pan and scrambled eggs for $5. That's still pretty good. I mean, that's still a pretty good deal, pretty good serving. I think the chickens and ducks have been shorted for a long time. It's about time they get their due. Well, are they getting, they're not really getting, they're not getting their due, are they? Yes, the owners of the chickens are getting their due. I got that backwards. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has ordered an initial wave of 1,500 active-duty military personnel to the U.S.-Mexico border as part of his crackdown on illegal immigration, the first of those troops arriving today. At a series of ICE raids Thursday across the country, part of a nationwide enforcement following President Trump's executive order, Leticia Zavala is coordinator of a group which represents immigrant farm workers across North Carolina, some undocumented.
We help people have power of attorney so that other people can pick up their children that are in school if they get picked up at work or another place. We're telling people not to open the doors.
President Trump to travel to wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles today. Governor Gavin Newsom in California signing $2.5 billion in wildfire relief. A new study finds adults with ADHD tend to have shorter life expectancies. Researchers say one factor, those patients tend to be more impulsive, taking risks. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The 2025 American Birding Association Bird of the Year is the common loon. Wisconsin's summer loon population is nearly 4,000 adults, most of whom reside in the northern part of the state. However, at this time of the year, you're not going to see too many, as loons travel to wintering habitats along southern shores. The most iconic feature of the loon, other than their haunting call, is their deep red eyes, with scientists speculating that the color allows them to filter red while hunting underwater. Or, like many bold bird characteristics, it helps them attract mates, affirm territory, or signal maturity to other loons. Although their eye does not remain red for their entire life. In fact, when they first hatch, their eye color is gray to brown, only starting to turn red during the first winter. And throughout their lifespan, their eye tends to shift shades of red during the non-breeding and the breeding seasons. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's Facebook page. While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Melissa Kay has more.
January 27th through the 31st is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution in our lakes, streams, and drinking water, as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind to potentially salt.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, a few high school games last night. We had some girls' hoops. Ladysmith topping Ashland last night, 64-27. You had Washburn topping the Mellon girls, 50-45. And Butternut a win over LCO last night, 50-25. On the boys' side, Stratford hosted and beat Phillips, 73-35. It was the Mellon boys topping Solon Springs, 60-34. You had Auburndale. They topped Rib Lake, 61-44. And the Medford boys get a win last night over Stanley Boyd, 67-57. Action coming up tonight. The Shawamigan boys and girls will make the long trip down to Wausau Newman Catholic for a boys and girls varsity doubleheader starting at about 5:45 this afternoon. And the second game to follow about 7:15. The wrestling team of Shawamigan will be on the road tomorrow. They travel to take on Shell Lake, the Phillips girls. They will be in action today as they will travel to take on Stratford, the Butternut boys. Homecoming week wrapping up this week. They'll host Hurley. It's a varsity boys and girls with the girls at 5:45. The varsity to follow at 7:15. And Lakeland busy today. Lakeland girls basketball hosting Medford. Lakeland boys will be at Medford. The Lakeland boys hockey team will host St. Mary's at the Lakeland Ice Arena tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. It's Friday, and in Wisconsin, you know what that means. Yeah, it's Fish Fry Friday, and one of the best value fish fries is at Phillips Cafe. The two-piece beer-battered or baked fish fry for only $9.99. If you're hungrier, get the three-piece for $10.99, serving until 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, the best place in the Northwoods to get more food for your dollar. Phillips Cafe, located in the heart of Phillips, Wisconsin, and you can see them on Facebook, too.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers, highs near 16. Will be breezy from time to time. Tonight, breezy with snow likely, a little accumulation possible, low around 12. For Saturday, slight chance of snow, a high near 24. Saturday night, cloudy, breezy, a low of 1. Right now, 19 below zero.
98 Q Country.
Yeah.
Some people don't know when to quit, and that's why they quit. Some need to hit the bottom to see they got a problem. They can't handle it, but that ain't why I started cleaning up my life. Wish it was, but ooh, that would be a lie. I've been sober, 'cause there ain't no hangover like you. Drunk me, can't get over you.
There ain't no hangover like you.
Can't get over, can't get over.
There ain't no hangover like you.
No, no, no. All those bottles sitting up on the shelf are just salt on the wound. One sip and I'm picking up the phone, trying not to go home without you. And that ain't nothing but
Mitchell Tenpenny at 98Q Country. Hope you're all right. All right, you're done, Mitchell. All right, you're done. Like the end of the national anthem. You ever get to the... I love... There's a lot of people that have done great renditions of the national anthem, but there's some that get to the end of it and they're just like, all right, time to end it. They get to that last note and they just are, they're all over the place and the crowd's going crazy and they're like, all right, let's start the game. Some beautiful renditions. There have been several in history that haven't been too good, but as long as you put your heart into it, even if you sing the national anthem and you're off key and you kind of stink at it, as long as you're putting your heart into it, usually people will be all right with that. They'll be all right with that. I need to get something off my chest here a little bit this morning, and I've had this on my list of things to talk about on the morning show for a long time, and I haven't brought it up, and that is a new thing that has popped up in the last couple of years. And it's the phrase convenience fee. And you've seen it, right? On your bill for whatever. It's all over the place. And when you use your credit card now, at a lot of places, they charge you a convenience fee for using the credit card. And I don't really have a problem with the fee because I know what's going on there. I used to own a business, and I know there's credit card companies that will charge fees, and they can vary. And they can go up and down, and I get all that. But I think it's just generally insulting to you and I for anyone to call it a convenience fee. I think there's nothing convenient about adding 3% on to the total bill at the end. If you want to just be out, and I know it's a short way It's a short way, because you don't want to write the whole thing saying, our credit card company charges us X percentage whenever we use this card and that card. I know, it's easier than writing down the whole thing and explaining it to people. But it's more, it really, when you think about it, they're close. They're close to naming it correctly, but there needs to be two letters at the front of it, and that is the letters I and N, because it's really an inconvenience fee is what it is, if you think about it. And then if these same places will still take a check, I'm all right with it. All right? Because if you want to write a check, I know a lot of you don't have checkbooks anymore, because everything in society has leaned us toward Visa and MasterCard Discover. Everything has pushed us little nudges here and there. You go to Bratfest in Madison, they won't take your cash. You only can take a credit card. You go to other places, we don't take checks. So now you've been conditioned. You've been conditioned now to carrying cash and having a checkbook in the little in-between thing in your car just in case. It just doesn't get used anymore. And now there's a word that I'm looking for that I can't think of. You have been groomed. That's not the right word. But using a debit and credit card, that's pretty much everywhere, right? Pretty much everywhere. So now it's just like, okay, now that we've got you conditioned to using the debit and credit card, here's your convenience fee. I got your convenience fee right here. You'd mean it.
Hey, Park Falls, Fifield, and Butternut, stay warm and cozy. Lena's Northern Pines now delivers pizzas from 4 to 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 715-208-2795.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
You are officially invited to Winterfest this weekend. The Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce has a full weekend planned for you and the whole family. Register to win one of 12 gift baskets from local businesses during the Windfall Shop Local event happening now. On Friday, take in a candlelit walk at the Concrete Park. Get in on the ice fishing tournament or the Flurry Snowshoe Race on Saturday. Let the kids unwind during Moose Lodge Bingo at the First Presbyterian Church. Then lace up your skates. Join the ice skating party at Elk Lake Park. Warm up by the bonfire on Saturday starting at 6 p.m. and give a great day the perfect finish. Take in the beautiful fireworks display at 7. Enjoy breakfast at Harbor View on Sunday. Put on the chaparrals and stick around. You won't want to miss the Tavern League drawings at noon, where $1,100 in prizes will be given away. For more information about Winterfest in Phillips this weekend, go to phillipswisconsin.net or call 715-339-4100. See you at Winterfest this weekend in Phillips.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts. Aha. At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
98Q Country.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Y'all singing them old songs, truck circled up round a farm fire.
Let's go.
To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods.